Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every Wednesday around this time, we have a segment that we call Broad Appeal, where I talk with women candidates, women elected officials, women talking about politics, because the ladies, yes, the broads, have great appeal. And I think maybe the key to trying to find a common ground again, a common footing, especially when we talk about women elected officials from the local level upwards. Boy, do I wish we could reset our frame to focus ourselves, our minds, our political discourse based on what's happening in our communities and then work up and out. I think it would change politics in America fundamentally to the benefit of us all. We've got a candidate, one such candidate this half hour. Her name is Lisa White. She's running for the state Senate seat in the 17th district. I'm also joined by my frequent guest and co-host of this segment, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. You can find her amazing program on WISS and WGBW on Saturdays. Lisa, right before we had to take a break, I teased up this question to you. As someone who's new, not paying attention to politics, but actually as a candidate, a new candidate, what is your view and what is your reaction to the fact that it seems like political parties in this country and in this state, we're no exception, play and have this incredibly outsized influence on candidates, particularly in the primary cycle? An example is the 17th Senate district race itself, with numerous other candidates, including yourself on the Democratic side, announcing the Wisconsin Democratic Party has already announced and endorsed a particular candidate. What's your reaction to that and the question more broadly about the role of parties in our politics?
Well, you know, I think one of our reactions as citizens and politicians is that we feel like we're in extraordinary times. And we feel like we need to take extraordinary measures. And I think part of the SSDC's reaction and early endorsement is kind of a reaction to a political dystopia now. However, our country has been through so many political cycles that looked treacherous and scary. I think we need to always go back to that core belief that we are a democracy. Many voices keep us healthy. There is a collective knowledge many times. And by announcing an endorsement so early, it actually has a suppressive effect on voters. They feel like, oh, my vote doesn't count. This doesn't matter. I don't have a place at the table. That is the danger. I was disappointed personally because I feel like in a democracy, we do have that right to run for office, have our voices heard. But then an underdog spirit took over in me. And I thought, you know, I'm tired of the big money in politics. I can speak to that. We're all tired of that influence. We saw Elon Musk in the state Supreme Court justice race and what that did, the effect that had. I think that's fresh in people's minds. And I think they are hungry for good discourse. I think that when we stress again the basic tenets of democracy and multiple voices and letting the stronger candidates emerge on their own. I've coupled that with that underdog push that fire in my belly is now raging. It's not just a fire in my belly. It is something that I have set my business aside for my family to run so I can 24/7 play out the underdog story, go talk to people, meet them where they live, and then see what happens. We're a whole year away from a primary. A lot of things can happen.
I love Lisa, that, Lisa. Keep going. Keep that fire in your belly. Kristen, you had a question. Excuse me.
Well, yeah. I was just going to say the Senate Democrats have chosen and they are endorsing your opponent. So what is your plan? You are the underdog. You've got all of this experience, all of this support. How do you put it to work for you?
How I put it to work is if I keep that core common sense value of talking to people, engaging people, they can never doubt what I say. I'm not AI after all, because if I'm standing right there talking to them, it's going to be memorable. Now, the really cool thing about my business history, which encompasses the entire 17th district, is I have been knocking doors, literally, painting living rooms, putting shingles on rooftops, standing in these people's front yards. Now, I challenge anybody in 450 days to knock the doors I've knocked over the last 33 years. Also, I feel confident in the relationships that I built with these folks in this district prior to the partisan politics taking over. And a lot of the, this is embarrassing. When I was a young woman, I worked for grandma and grandpa, and now the first time homeowners that my company is running into are the grandchildren of these people. And I remember, oh, the maiden names, the dog's name, you know, whatever. And I think that what I've been seeing happening is this, this kind of long-term door knocking, if you will, is in place and it's growing. And I'm going to circle back to those relationships before partisan politics and talk like I've always talked to these folks who are my friends and my neighbors. And that's kind of a big plan.
I love that, Lisa. Lisa, we've got about a minute left. What is your message to voters in the 17th Senate District? Why should they vote for you in the primary and the general?
I want people to be reassured that even though this is chaotic, our democracy is in place, there are so many more of us than there are of them. I say that, them. And that we need to hold hands, we need to network, coalesce, and put our democracy upright. And it can be done. It can be done. Don't give up and talk to me.
Don't give up. Talk to Lisa White. She's listening, candidate for the State Senate 17th District. Big thanks to her and Dr. Kristen Lierley, my frequent co-host of this segment, Broad Appeal, right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. When we come back, I'll be joined by Professor Howard Schwaber. We take your questions about corruption next.